This is For Kids by Kids. This is a story podcast made by kids for kids. This story is written by Bethany, age 10, from Bracken Ridge. It's called The Magic Face Cream. Once upon a time, in a magical land down under, lived a beautiful princess called Beth. Okay, I'll stop there for just a second. I'm not actually a princess, although that's what Mum calls me when I vomit taking the bins out. I get the worst jobs ever in my house. And it's not really a magical land down under. It's down under, but there's not a lot of magic that happens in Bracken Ridge. That was until the 2nd of February 2020, when I discovered a very interesting bottle in Mum's bathroom cabinet. I hadn't seen it before, but the bottle was really pretty. It had roses on the front and it said Magic Face Cream on the side. From dull to beautiful in less than 5 minutes. Wow, I thought, that's pretty quick. I tipped the bottle onto my face. I couldn't even feel it. It wasn't creamy like a moisturiser. Oh well, I thought, and I waited for the magic to happen. The timer on my Fitbit counted down. 3, 2, 1, and 5 minutes was up. I looked in the mirror. I couldn't believe what I saw. I was beautiful. I had transformed into a beautiful princess. I ran downstairs. Mum, I shouted. Do I look beautiful? Yes, said Mum. You're the most beautiful girl in the world, she said, not even looking up from the onions she was chopping for dinner. Bolognese, I said to myself. Not really a dinner fit for a princess, I thought. Joe, do I look different to you? I said to my older brother. He was playing Fortnite on the Xbox and obviously had no interest in me at all. You look the same to me, he said, not even looking away from the game. Dad! Dad! I called. Do you think I look more beautiful today? Dad didn't look up from his newspaper, but said, you're my princess, Beth. I smiled. Finally, I found something that was going to make Regina Higglebottom and Dorothy Downerton eat their words. They were the school bullies. They weren't their real names, but that's what I called them. They were the ones that said, sure, you can play with us, Beth. You can be the tree. And then I'd have to stand in the playground with my arms out and be a tree for the whole game. No one even looked at me. They will now, I thought. Now I have the magic face cream. I'll be the best looking tree they've ever seen. The next morning, I got ready for school. I got dressed, ate cornflakes for breakfast, brushed my teeth, and then sneaked into Mum's bathroom cabinet, whilst no one was looking. I tipped the bottle onto my face again and waited for 5 minutes. Then I ran downstairs and hopped into the car for school. I couldn't wait to get to school. When Mum pulled up outside, I jumped out full of confidence. My head held high, I was wearing a magic face cream, and I looked good. I smiled as I walked past Regina Higglebottom and Dorothy Downerton. What's with her? They said to each other, looking surprised. It's working, I thought excitedly. My teacher, Miss Possum, noticed too. You're in a cheerful mood, she said, as I skipped across the classroom to my desk. I smiled. I was in a good mood. I had the best day. Everyone around wanted me to play. I've never seen you in this good of a mood before, said Lacey, my BFF. This happy Beth really suits you, said Miss Possum. If only they knew. I had magic face cream, I thought to myself. I carried on using the face cream every morning. I became the most popular girl in the whole school. This is what it feels like to be a beautiful princess, I thought, and I had the best week ever. On the Friday afternoon, Mum wanted to stop off at the shop. We We're going to get some popcorn for movie night, she said, and I've been meaning to get myself a new moisturiser. Mine ran out weeks ago. I thought about the magic moisturiser in the cabinet. What does she mean? I thought. When we got home, I followed Mum up to the bathroom where she took out the magic moisturiser and she put the new one, which was different as she found one special, in the cabinet. What are you doing with that one? I asked. Throwing it out, Mum said. It ran out weeks ago. So it's empty? I asked, worried. Yep, empty, said Mum. But Mum, I've been wearing it every day. I wait 5 minutes and then I turn into the most beautiful princess in the world. Everyone at school likes me because of it. I'm popular now. Darling, you were always beautiful. You just needed a bit of confidence. And you're popular at school now because you're happy and you're being you. If you want to submit a story, head online to 4kidsbykids.com.au. See you next time. You can follow us on TikTok at the W Twins Official. Thanks for listening.
A Podshape production.